like, of trying to get across the feeling of sitting on a dock and waiting, and just waiting, and what it's like the next morning when it doesn't happen. And also realizing my potential to turn into that, into the type of person, the type of gay person who I figured would just come for a quick bang and then go. And I think that's very much a part of my potential. And, because I've done it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just a purging.
It's like there's two extremes again.
No, I'm a double Virgo, you should also know. So from nothing mediocre, right? Yeah. It's like you're either really happy or really in the pits, you know, really depressed. And even my boredom, like I just don't experience regular boredom, it's like incredible boredom, like that nothing could help, and the only alternative is slit wrists or something. And that song, I just felt in many ways just shows me as both sides, because I really, I'm just so many people, I think. And
but it's a real paranoia that might happen, that you might, that's part of you, but that
it's a paranoia, and at the same time it's real, because it has happened. It's also a lament that it's happened.
Down at the docks, by the cold Hudson River, past the silver dollar cafe, men in their trucks come with me to deliver. Quickly they go on their way. Down where the addicts nod and shiver on their way to the methadone. Gift, but found nothing to give her. So I tried to set this madness, afloat. Oh, stoned and yawning, waiting for a sign or a voice from behind. Tried not dreaming, hoping and scheming, camping and screaming down that misery line. Tried not dreaming of staying or leaving. Oh, I got to get my milking out here in bed. Oh, what you do? My body, you can do to my head, or do to my head. Oh Lord, won't you help me? I'm tired and stoned, I'm anxious and angry, and want to go home.